In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This account reveals Jesus as God. The wind knows his voice, the waves obey his command. And they still do today. Thus far and no farther, he says. This temperature and no hotter, no colder, he says. And they listen. We're not in control. He is. Every second of every day, he is in control of how far the water will go, of how high the temperature will rise, where the rain will fall, where the earth will shake. We need to know this and to live by this. But that is not the primary thing this account teaches us. That is not why we built a stained glass window of it. We built this window to teach God's power to save. So let us believe in him. Storms are an apt metaphor for our lives. Like the weather, we can't control our lives. We have a very small sphere of influence. The vast majority of things are out of our control. And the wind is the devil who whips this world up into a frenzy. He causes division, hatred, and violence. He is the ruler of this world, and he is at work in the sons of disobedience. He tempts and he lies. He entices and deceives. He promises that forbidden fruit. You can be like God. You can be in control of your life. You can bring calm and peace and order to your society, your community, to your life, your country, if you only did this or did that. He lies, for he is the father of lies. There is no silver bullet for peace, happiness, or order. So let us follow God's commands. Let us find happiness and peace in the hard work that God has given us to do. But the temptations of the devil are strong, and we are easily tossed about. Chaos surrounds us. His lies fill the internet and the classroom. They sit in political offices and even at times around the dining room table. Each man thinks he has the answer. Every armchair quarterback always makes the right decision. The storms rage and insults spew, and fists at times even fly. The best of men cannot control them. Policing is a never-ending task. Raising kids is a daily task as the winds of Satan's lies beat against them and us, trying to wear us down so that we just throw in the towel and give up. Easier to just go along. It torments our souls. Who can stand to watch the news? Who can bear to hear of the drug epidemic stealing our youth, the homicide influx, the suicide rates, the lack of common sense in almost every area of life? The church is not immune. The waves swamp the boat and she struggles along. I did not come to bring peace, Christ said. He preaches that the influential are fools. And that the rich who are progressing society forward are lost and wandering, and the virtuous are sinners. And the infant is the greatest. The world collapses in on the church to destroy her for this message, for the boat is the church. And the church is not an institution, but it's you. All who believe in Christ are the church. So listen to what I'm about to say. You are the church. Whether you are here, at home, at work, at rest, at play, eating, drinking, sleeping, whatever you do, you are doing it as the church. We want to make a distinction between religious and secular. But let me simply ask you, when do we act as secular people and when do we act as religious people? Does not God order our days? Does not he tell us how to get along with believers and unbelievers? How to work? How to act? Does not he tell us how to let our light shine before men so that they may see our good deeds and praise our Father in heaven? He doesn't tell us to restrict our light to only Sunday morning. So if we are only religious when we are doing something inside this space or reading the scriptures at home, then we're not keeping God's commandments. St. Paul instructs us, present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So your entire life is a religious activity, even when you are engaged in the secular world, which means God has something to say about each and everything that you do. It is Satan who seeks to create a chasm between the secular and the religious. His lies are not directed at some institution, but they are directed at you. For the storms of life do not restrict themselves to Sunday morning. His lies do not come only when you are gathered here. But week after week, day after day, hour after hour, the wind howls and the waves crash. And as you look around, you find yourself all alone. And Jesus is sleeping. He seems to be oblivious to it all. The master of the wind and the waves, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the ruler of all things, doesn't flex his muscles or flash his power, but he sleeps. The disciples ran to Jesus in their hour of trouble, and he said, "O you of little faith, why are you afraid?" Just prior to them embarking, Christ told his disciples, "We are going over to the other side." But when they saw those storms and the waves, when they felt the wind, they forgot the word of Christ. He gives them the more important detail. Doesn't tell them what will happen on their journey, but tells them that they will make it to the other side, and they forget his word. So he rebuked them. They are focused on the wrong thing. They worry and fret while Christ peacefully slumbers. His word is true. He does not lie. They do not believe it, but he does. So he rose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. He hasn't told you the details of your life, but has he not told you the ending? He says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." You believe. You are baptized, so why worry? Do not mimic the disciples' fear, but do mimic their prayer. Call upon Jesus in troubled days, in restless nights, at work, on the road, and at home. He will deliver you. He's given you his word, and he does not lie. You know where you are going. The destination is never in doubt. Though the winds howl and the waves tower, though temptations rage and chaos abounds, there is a destination. Do not jump ship. Do not think it is better to be in the water than in the church with Christ. There is no silver bullet. There is no quick fix for a happy and easy life. But there is a Savior. And he has risen up from his slumber. And his absolving word stops the devil's lies and calms your life. He has defeated what you fear most, death. He lives and he reigns over all things, yes, even your life. He lives and he speaks to you to take away your sin, to crush the devil underfoot, and to give you peace in the midst of an out-of-control world. You've died to the world. How can you live in it any longer? Satan's lies no longer fill your ears, but the breath of God now fills your ears and animates your body. For that spirit of forgiveness and life and love and peace and hope has been given to you so that you might live in love with all. So do not be afraid of what you are now experiencing. Do not fear the direction the world is going. The storms will not last. Your sins are forgiven. He has all the power and authority over the storms of your life. whether it's a broken toy, a lost balloon, a scraped knee, whether it's fights, loneliness, anger, whether it's division, immorality, cancer, or even death. He is the first to wake from death to bring peace and order to your life and calmness to this world. It will not be like this forever. The old is gone, the new has come, for Christ is risen. The world with its sinful desires, the devil with his lies, the chaos and disasters will give way to peace and joy and calm, for Christ is risen. He makes all things new. Anxiety gives way to serenity, fear to courage, death to life, chaos to order, for Christ is risen. So in the midst of life, with dangers on every side, the devil raging and the world angry, we go to Christ. Christ in the divine service. We repent. We trust in the Savior who has brought us into this new creation by water. What looks chaotic to others is for us peace. The Savior is with us. We will not sink. We will not perish. We will not be overwhelmed. We are not dying, but we are living. We are flourishing. We have heard His word. We rest in His presence. He is with us. Heaven awaits. We're almost there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.